In 1971, Tom Laughlin shocked Hollywood pundits by directing and releasing a film on his own that broke box office records. Billy Jack and its sequel, The Trial of Billy Jack, earned more than $80 million. Its plot featured a karate-trained, pro-peace Vietnam veteran battling corporate warmongers to protect runaways on an Indian reservation. That resonated with young people in the final turbulent years of the war in Vietnam. Laughlin's convinced the thousands of baby boomers who saw it will flock to see the sequel about stopping the war in Iraq.
A worldwide, highly sought-after franchise sequel movie has a huge built-in audience.
The 73-year-old Laughlin graduated from high school in Milwaukee in 1950 and played football for the then Marquette Warriors. He was back in his hometown and in Madison over this past weekend to speak at a peace rally and to raise money for both his movie and for his 527 group that's pushing what he calls a fail-safe plan to end the war and impeach the president.
So what we put together for the first time ever is a five-step, five national event campaign that will indeed keep pressure on for 6-7 months, and I will bet you my baby finger that it will result in the impeachment of Bush and Cheney, without question.
Laughlin's calling for an international 100-city, 10-million-person peace rally on September 11th, followed by 6 weeks of nationally televised public hearings featuring Iraq war veterans and Iraqi civilians. Some experienced peace activists are skeptical, but Laughlin says he's following in the footsteps of groups like MoveOn.org and has launched a website to help raise funds for both the movie and his anti-war efforts. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.